darkness in the middle of the night. I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be all right. Lord, I see another battle out in front of me. I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. He said, now, do you remember where I brought you from? Just take a look behind you. Until I found you, and I'd do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills are coming due, Lord. 6 days is not that long. She hears a voice so soft and low. He says, I've moved that before. I'll do this little thing, oh, and I'll give you so much more. Didn't I walk on the water, and I calmed the raging sea? I spoke to the wind, it hushed, and I gave you peace.
We're going to look in the book of Matthew, chapter number 10. I want to read a verse in Matthew, chapter number 10. And verse number 27, Matthew, chapter number 10. In verse number 27, if you have a red letter edition Bible, these words are in red, meaning it's the words that Jesus himself spoke. It says here in Matthew 10 and 27, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you for these that have come and ask you to just be with us and help us even now as we preach the word, that you'd make us an able minister of the word of God, that you would speak to our hearts, and Father, that you would do the work that's needed, I pray this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to preach to you this morning on this thought: God speaks in the dark. God speaks in the dark. Our text verse, Jesus said, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop. Has God taken you into the dark? Has God allowed you by this life, which the Bible tells us that we're here in this life? It says we're here a few days. And the older I get, the more I recognize the reality of that verse when it talks about just a few days. And it says, and the life is full of sorrow. It's full of trouble. Why? Because sin has entered into this world and it's contaminated and corrupted every part of this world that we live in and we live, and amen, we find that sorrow and disappointment and heartaches and things are common to man. When we speak of darkness, maybe it's the darkness of bereavement, where we have felt inconsolable. The Bible said of Jacob, there was a time when he refused to be comforted. He refused to be comforted. And we come to those places and times, and maybe, and bereavement brings us there sometime, where we felt like that we can't ever be comforted. We're inconsolable. But listen, the Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Amen. God can do that when we think we're inconsolable. When we think that, amen, bereavement has come and it's more than we can bear. God is still the God of all comfort. And amen, maybe in that dark hour, God's going to show us, amen, just how much comfort He can give, even when we think we cannot be comforted. Maybe it's the darkness of loneliness and desolation. But what about Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5? It tells us, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I mean, He's given us a promise. He said, I will be with you. Amen. If we're in a dark place of loneliness and desolation and we feel, amen, isolated, amen, God's word says that I will be with you. God wants us to understand that. How are we going to really understand that? It's when we get to that place. When we get to that place, that darkest place. Maybe you're going through the darkness of some crushing disappointment where you thought things were going to be one way and it caved in. And the world caved in. Elijah had had a moment like this where, amen, I think he thought that, boy, things is fixing to change and turn around. He had had the meeting there in the prophets of Baal and 450 of them, and they couldn't muster up a spark. And amen, he called to God and God sent fire down, consumed up the altar, the sacrifice, the water and everything. And Elijah thought, boy, it's going to be different now. But Jezebel sent him a message. And he took off running. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. But 1 Kings chapter 19 and 18 says, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. God had to tell Elijah, amen, no, it's not like you think it is. God's had to tell me a few times, no, it's not like you think it is. I know what it looks like from your vantage point, from your standpoint, but amen, but I don't see very far. And a lot of times I don't see very well. When it comes to spiritual things and things that I want, because boy, we get wanting things a certain way. But he said it to Elijah, it's not as it appears to you. But whatever dark place that God has brought us to or allowed us to find ourselves in, our Savior knows how we feel. He knows where we are, and He knows the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that He Himself hath suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted. He's able to help who? Those that are tempted, those that have fell into the temptation and the trials in the dark places. He tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, in verse 14 and 15, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. God knows how we feel. It's hard for us sometimes to feel like God relates to us, but you know how God relates? Amen. He came into this world. Amen. He became flesh like we. That verse that we read there in Hebrews chapter number 2, that it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren. Jesus took on the robe of flesh to be like us, to know how we felt, to know how it felt to walk and be alone as all the disciples forsook Him in His most darkest hour, and He went to the cross, amen, alone. It knew what it was to see and stand and look over a city and weep over a city and shed tears and tell them how many times I would have, but ye would not. Amen. Jesus knew that. He knew how all those times felt there in the darkness. If we will hear the voice of God, God still speaks in the darkness. In the dark places, God will speak to us and teach us, and He will many times teach us things in the dark that, amen, He cannot teach us in the light. It's not that He's not a good teacher, it's just that, amen, we're not real good listeners. But you know what makes us listen better? The dark. Trouble. It just does. Job chapter 42 and 5. Job said, and we know what Job endured and what he went through. And he said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. And if ever someone was in a dark place, it was Job. But amen, God didn't have him there just to have him there. Amen, there was a purpose. God was working a plan. God was working on him. Amen. And God, when we go in those dark places and those dark hours, amen, it's not that we're there because God just says, well, stick him in a closet for a while. But amen, there's some things that we can learn if we'll hear the voice of God. Job went through it, and boy, he endured much. But he said, amen, that it taught him some things as he walked in that dark place. Now remember how the book starts out. It says that he was perfect and upright. A man who feared God and eschewed evil. But amen, he knew God better at the end of that dark spell than he did at the beginning. Amen. He said, I can see more clearly now. I can see because God, amen, through all the dark things, God was still speaking. If Job just listened and to see, and he still does today. But I want you to notice from the text that we read, our responsibility. He said, what I tell you in dark, that speak ye in light. What I tell you in dark, that speak ye in light. Now then, we're not meant to linger in the darkness. Now, I know Job's dark hour was extended, and some of our dark hours are extended, but amen. But God don't have us there to make that our home. Amen. I mean, we're not to linger in the darkness. We have to be careful sometimes It's as though we kind of just get comfortable lingering around in the darkness, you know, just wandering around. And when somebody asks how we're doing, we can tell them, oh, woe is me. You just don't know. But, amen, God has been trying to speak to us and teach us. But, amen, you know what happens to us? We get hard of hearing. And, amen, let's just be honest, we're stubborn sometimes. I mean, at least my wife tells me I am. Amen. We just get to lingering around. Listen, we can get to feeling sorry for ourselves. And we can stay too long in the dark. The songwriter put it this way about the storms of life. He said, till the storm passes by. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Blue sky. The sun was shining. There was a little breeze that was blowing. We were at my house around 4:30. Started building, and you could see it. Listen, up until that time, everything had been, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better day, Charlie. But there was a storm that was building. And you know, that's the way it is in life. Boy, we can go along blue skies and the sun shining, the temperature's just right, very cool breeze blowing, and all of a sudden things change in just a little bit and we look up and there's a dark cloud that's coming. And I'm going to tell you what happened at my house. Amen. It commenced to thundering and lightning and raining. Amen. The electricity went off and it got rough around there for just a little bit. Tree limbs down here and there. And the storm came. And buddy, it rained. I'm talking about one of them kind where you can't see too far out in front of you. It rained. And this morning, when I woke up, it wasn't raining yet, but I looked and it was a-coming again. But you know what? The storm this morning that passed by, it wasn't as severe as the one that come by last night. But listen, it can still be considered a storm. And so it is in life. Some of our storms is not as big, others are huge. But you know what? I looked at the weather forecast and they say by this afternoon, you know what we might have again? We might have some sunny skies. That sounds good to me. Because what do we like? We like, amen, in life, spiritually speaking, you know what we like? We like sunny skies. We like smooth sailing. I'm not real fond of the dark. Amen. I asked Caitlin one time. I said, you scared of the dark? She said, no, sir. He said, I'm just scared of what might be in the dark. Amen. Amen. Scared of what might be in the dark. In the darkness and in Scripture, amen, it's something that, amen, it pictures evil and we know how it works. The darkness falls and things happen. But, amen, God's working in our lives and we don't like the dark. Listen, as a general rule, as a general rule, we can hear better and we can see better in the dark. I'm not talking about the physical darkness. I may not can see my hand in front of my face. But amen, I've been in some storms and in some places. And you know what happened? I became attuned to what God had to say. As the old saying goes, God can. He can get our attention. And sometimes the way that we get our attention is in those dark places and God gets us somewhere where He can speak to us and we'll listen. And we get attuned to what God has to say. Amen. While everything was sunny and the smooth sailing, amen, we had a lot of distractions. There was a lot of things going on, a lot of things that was happening. Amen. And we stayed busy with a lot of other things, not sinful things, but just other things. And something happened and the dark cloud rolled in mighty quick. And all of a sudden, all those distractions were not near as important as we thought they were just a few hours ago. But see, this gives us a new perspective on suffering because a lot of folks think, no devil, he'll tell us, boy, if God loved you, you wouldn't be in that mess. God must be mad with you. You know what God does in the dark place? What did He do to Job? He showed him some things he had never seen before. He taught him some things. You mean in the dark places God's trying to show us some glorious, glorious things? He does. Was the 40 days wasted that Moses spent on the mount? I think not. What about the period that Elijah spent at Horeb or the years that Paul spent in Arabia? God was working. If I and you, if we directed the traffic of our lives, amen, we would take a lot of shortcuts. We would. We would take a shortcut. I mean, you listen, we all the time looking for a shortcut. How can we fix that? Do you know a shortcut? Have we got to take out all that loose? Can we? Is there any other way? We need to go over yonder. How can we get there? What's the shortest route? Give me the quickest way. And we go through life, you know what we'd avoid? Boy, when we see a dark place, listen, let's see if we can't get around that. And we take a shortcut. And we go to the next place, and amen, we would continue to take shortcut after shortcut if we were directing our lives. But amen, but God, amen, He speaks to us. And yes, God will speak to us on days that's sunny and the sailing is smooth. And I pray, God, let us hear. But amen, sometimes God's got some things that we'll only hear in the dark. That we'll only hear in the dark. But listen, the psalmist said it like this in Psalm chapter 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Amen. God's there. He's speaking. He's not left us. Amen. The darkness. Amen. God's not scared of the dark, and He's not scared of what's in the dark. Because He's God. And besides Him, there is no other. And yet, He leads His children. And we walk through places and dark times because God has got something to tell us that we cannot hear any other place. Psalm chapter 57 and 1 says, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. While it's dark and while the calamities, where did He say He was going to stay till those calamities passed? He said, in the shadow of Thy wing will I make my refuge until the calamities be past. Brooklyn, come here just a minute. Here's what that means. Amen. Right here, until the things pass by, till the trouble's gone, where am I going to stay? Amen. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay close. Amen. Under the shadow of the wing. Listen, what happens when everything's good? Amen. When the sailing's smooth, when everything, where are we at? Amen. We're out there, but listen, you let it get dark and we don't mind coming and getting just as close to God as we can get. We don't like that separation. We don't like, because, amen, the fear and the things that the darkness brings and the uncertainty and the calamities of life, we don't like those feelings and the unexpected things, and boy, it brings us close. And the psalmist said, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to stay just as close as I can until these calamities, till they be past. Why you reckon it is that we hear God better in the dark? Amen, because He ain't having to yell at us. He ain't having to holler us down. He can tell us something right in our ear. He can just lean over there. Jesus said, what you hear in your ear, He said, that you can shout on the housetop. You can preach on the housetop. Because, amen, we close. And God speaks to us. And He speaks in the dark places. God speaks in the dark. But listen, God don't just speak to His own children. Amen. Sometimes, And maybe you could testify to this. I don't know your salvation experience. Don't know where God found you. But listen, God even brings sinner folks in dark places sometime to get their attention. You know, the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verse 17 and 18, it said, "And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.'" He didn't have to go to the hog pen, but he did. He went all the way to the hog pen before he actually realized, before he listened. He remembered some things. He said, "I'm out here. I'm starving to death. I'm dirty. I stink. And my daddy's got hired servants back at home." He didn't have to be there. He said, "I'm going to the house. And I'm going to tell daddy just how I feel. I'm going to repent. And I'm going to ask him to forgive me. And I'm not even worthy to be called his son. Just make me like one of your servants." But listen, when he went home, you know what it tells us about? And that's the only place I believe in the Bible where it gives us a picture of God running. When he rounded the bend, headed home on that last bend, daddy spotted him. And he didn't stand there and wait for him. He went to him. He went to him. And amen, I'm so glad that God will run to us, that God will come to where we are, that God will come to get us. But listen, remember, we're talking about our responsibility. And as we revisit 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3, then we look at verse 4. Verse 3 said, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." Verse 4, "Who comforteth us in all of our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." See, our text verse tells us, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop." It is not that God does not speak to us every day. It's just that, amen, we seem to listen better in the dark. And he said, "What I tell you in the dark." He said, "You go." And he said, "You speak that. Because I'm the God of all comfort." And he said, "I comfort. And the comfort that I give you, you go and you comfort somebody else with that same comfort." That's why somebody says that's lost a parent, and somebody else that's been in that same boat, amen, they can comfort them. They have a better idea of how they feel. Other folks can help and can comfort him. But listen, there's things that we go through in life that, amen, when other folks walk through it, you know what? God's done brought me through that dark place. I think I'm going to pull on side. I'm going to just see if I can help, because I want to just encourage them and tell them this: I know where you're at. I know where you're at. Listen, I've seen brothers and sisters do that. Come take a brother or sister that was in trouble, that boy felt like that their world was just crashing in, and they just put their arm around them and tell them, "Listen, I want to tell you something. I've been right where I've stood where you stand. But I want to tell you what God did. God showed up. And God delivered. And God worked. And God helped." Charles Spurgeon said, "I bear my willing witness that I owe more to the fire and the hammer and the file than to anything else in my Lord's workshop. I sometimes question whether I have learned anything except through the rod. When my schoolroom is the darkest," he said, "I see the most." It may be dark where you are, but God is near. Maybe nearer than you've ever seen and ever known. And amen, God still speaks to us in the dark. And if you have a need this morning, I pray that you too, that you come while we pray this morning as well. Gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you to put your hand upon our sister to touch and to work. You know the need this morning. And Father, I pray that...